If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
This is the Christopher Manti Radio Program. I am he, your humble host, as always, on a Friday afternoon, 5 to 7 p.m. on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening, or whenever you do happen to be joining me. Maybe it's tomorrow, or it's yesterday. Whatever you are listening, I am hearing. So thank you for participating in any way that you are. Phone number here, as always, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org, if you choose to email me. I'd be happy to receive that. Chat room, of course, is open as always. If you're listening live, please participate at the bottom of the page at Blog Talk Radio. There's the chat room. So, any way you choose to participate, I'm fine with that. Please do so. Remember always to visit conservativenationradio.org and on Facebook as well. Type in Conservative Nation Radio. Boom, there it is. Or my show is a Facebook page, also at Manti Show. Twitter, follow us at CNR Show. CNR Show. Of course, if you're interested in my every move, ChristopherManti.com is up and running. And I'm sure you'll be entertained at that. So I thank you for joining, as always, on the program tonight. Revelation. Will be rejoined, restudied. We're going back into it. We've gone through 13 chapters already. Chapter 14 is on the way. And again, like a lot of this stuff is controversial, you may believe something different than what I'm about to tell you. That's all right, because God is our teacher, and you can't fall back on your particular church or denomination in heaven. You only have one to answer to, and he's going to say, hey, this word of mine, why didn't you read it? Why didn't you study it? Why didn't you take my word for it? Why didn't you let it interpret itself? Why'd you believe some man? I told you not to believe man. Man's words make the words of God of no effect. That's a quote of Jesus himself. So, take heed that no man deceive you is the bottom line. And we're going to get into it here, and don't take my word for it either, of course. Chapter 14. I also want to review chapter 13 because it was so detailed and chock full of information and re-education of a lot of things that, frankly, Christians and Bible-believing Christians and Bible-studying Christians and prophecy students seem to get wrong because, again, of the influence of other humans on their opinion and not God, not the Bible. It works backwards. And I've been a victim of this. I can tell you from experience exactly how this happens. You hear someone else's opinion first, and then you read the Bible, and you make it fit that opinion that you were told. Oh, well, yeah, there it is right there. instead of going back to the source from with no preconceptions, no preconceived notions, letting the Holy Spirit guide you and teach you. You don't need any man to help you do that. It's not to say there's not worthwhile people to, you know, pastors and priests and teachers and prophets, all, you know, that may be in your life somehow that will can help you. Definitely can the Lord use other people to teach? Of course. But you can't rely on that, and you can't use that as an excuse. We saw in chapter 13, for example, by the way, I want to get right into it this week with the Revelation study. It's just on my heart to do that. And we'll see how far that goes and continue on through the rest of the evening. Because there are much lighter things in the world, believe it or not, like football that is returning. And I don't know, you know, who knows how many football seasons we'll have left. If we're leaving it through this one, I don't even know. But I plan enjoying it, plan on enjoying it to the fullest, because it's one of the things that keeps me young through the badness of this world. So we'll be talking about that if you'd like. We can do that later on. But for right now, I want to tease you a little bit more about, and if not to tease you, but because it's not fully formed right now as a project, but there is a new project. Trinity Media, my company, has launched a new endeavor, the most ambitious thing I've ever tried in my life, certainly, and frankly, in most people's lives. This is something that it'd be gigantic in scope and in use. If it's supposed to be done, then it will be used by a whole lot of people and do a whole lot of good. And it's called Wings of the Eagle. And that the reason for that name was covered by us two chapters ago in our studies. Chapter 12 of Revelation tells you about the wings of the eagle and the woman that they're given to, when they're given to her, why they're given to her, and where their wings come from, and all the rest of it. It's a defense against Satan. And the things that are going to happen to this world, to you, to this nation, maybe to your family, definitely to your family, will affect all families. So I've set up wingsoftheeagle.com right now, but again, to be determined as far as the exact mission and scope, and any input that anyone would have here, please feel free to do that. Shoot me a message and let me know you're interested in helping. Because it will be necessary, I believe, and I'm just led to do it, so it's proceeding little by little. So again, new Trinity Media project, we'll be talking about it more in the days and weeks to come, but I don't know how much longer I have to set it up. I just don't know. I might have a couple years or a couple of months, a couple of days. I'm really not sure. Or it might be, who knows, it might turn out to be nothing. God wants an alternate plan. That's fine. But I do know it's our job to be controversial, quote unquote, not for controversy's sake, but because there's a God of this world who's not God. And if we as a church, a corporate body, are not storming the gates of hell on a daily basis, that means they're storming us, right? This is spiritual warfare. And as I am apt to say, the past couple of months here on the show, Jesus himself, his life, was a storm of controversy. The apostles, just like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. So you are not better than them. Paul said he debated daily in the marketplace. You must do that as well. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. We can have peace, but it's a servile and carnal peace where truth is slain in the streets. Look at the world around you. Look at the nation that you're in, even a place that is supposed to be immune or protected from all these shenanigans suddenly is not. Is not. We have elected our leaders are a reflection of us and our degenerate state. And we have a degenerate president, leaders at national level, even those who are unelected, bureaucrats and worse, who have negative plans for people like us. Let's be prepared for that. All right, I don't want to bum you out, but I think we all know what's happening. Again, the speed at which it will happen is up for debate. But the fact that it is happening is not. It's not. If not for some junior techie contractor named Ed Snowden, we would never even know the extent. And we still don't know the full extent, by the way. This is just things that he had access to. The extent that our Constitution is being ignored, at least, despised at worst. Because that document offers some real protections for the individual, it restrains the state, and the people who run the state have had about enough of that. Not in the plans. Can't have this one world system with individual protections. Just not going to happen. So, let's go through it all together. Christopher Manti Show on the Conservative Nation Radio Network here every Friday. And by the way, you want to tune in tomorrow? We have shows every day here on the network. So tomorrow, you're going to want to tune into Dave Vance. Robert Garding is tomorrow. Dave Vance is Monday. Let me get this straight. It's called Inside Tennessee. Now, Conservative Nation Radio is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with the aforementioned Dave Vance to our lineup every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Inside Tennessee, but even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and some of the most informed guests to Inside Tennessee every single Monday, so be sure to check them out. It's brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. That's Inside Tennessee, Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? But everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, my friends. It is I, the Manti, Christopher of the Tribe. I here, back on the AR Conservative Nation Radio Network. Thank you for being with me, as always. And I appreciate your patience with me as we go back into the Bible. Revelation 14 is on deck here. But I did want to review the prior chapter a little bit. Things that are debunked from this point on. I want to make sure that you're clear about what the Bible says and does not say. We saw a one-world political government called the Beast from the Sea rising up, having 10 horns and 7 heads and 10 crowns. Whereas before, Satan's system in heaven in the past had 7 heads, 10 horns, but 7 crowns. Leave that for another time, but the point is things have changed because this system is on earth and by man. But one of these heads, remember the horns are the kings. The heads are mountains or geographic locations. That is explained in a later chapter of Revelation, but the point is it's true. A head is not a person. So when the head has been wounded to death, it has been received the deadly wound. The deadly wound is not to a person. It's not to an individual's face. Okay? You might have heard that or seen a movie with that in it where somebody gets shot in the face and lives. This is not the Bible says, period. That's fiction, pure fiction. There are 7 heads, locations on this global government. And that is what rises from the sea after this current order, world order, falls. America is at the head of this particular order at this time, but America will fall, just like every other Western nation, after Damascus goes down. And we'll talk about that once we're done with this Revelation book. Point is, this is a global government. And the head is of one of those geographic places wounded with war. Okay, and the second beast that rises is from the earth. And again, this follows the imagery from previous chapters. Satan and his angels are cast out of heaven onto the earth. He opens a door in the earth, and out come the locusts, so to speak. The locust army is the fallen angel army. These are not people. They are visible, tangible. They are not ghosts. They are not secret arriving. They are not invisible. When Satan's here, you'll know it because he'll make sure you know it. He's here to run the show, not be in the background or possess somebody. It's him, his turn. His are the kingdoms of the world, and he will show you why. So he's the second beast, right? And then we got into the number of the beast, 666, 666, not 666. That is crucial, right? and 66. The Greek is clear on that. It's not three sixes. It's a three-digit number. Be aware of that. And when we count this number, and we count backwards through time, all the way back to Cain, the one with the original mark. No, believe me, go read Genesis. God put a mark on Cain. He's the seed of the serpent. What's the seed of the serpent? Yep, God said that too. Serpent has a seed. The serpent is Satan. Seed meaning offspring, children. Yep, Cain was his son. Anyway, let's not veer too far off our book. I'd be happy to expound on anything I say on this show, by the way. I'm not running from anything, but that's not what our topic is right now. So remember, the book of Revelation, the great overriding theme is the day of the Lord. John the Apostle, well, first of all, let's do this the right way. Let's go back in time and go to church. The Apostle John, the one Jesus loved, given this book to write to the nations. Every person on this earth, every Christian who follows the Lord, has to know this book of Revelation because it opens up the entire Bible. And the subject is the day of the Lord, the 1,000-year day of the Lord, when Jesus returns to reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. And the signs of that are happening. So let's go back to Revelation chapter 14. And it reads, "Then I looked," this is John, "and I looked, behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion." Let's not just gloss over this. All right, let's read the whole sentence first before I go into this. "Then I looked, behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads." All right. There are people who made entire religions out of this one verse. Word to the wise. Sufficient. That is a big mistake. Who's the Lamb? Behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion. Who is the Lamb? That's Jesus. Correct. Was standing in heaven. No. Was standing in the Vatican? No. Was standing on Mount Zion in, wait for it, Jerusalem. This is where he returns. This is the Lord returning. Physically standing on Mount Zion. And who does he have with him? Those having his name and the name of the Father written on their foreheads, you mean like sealed on their foreheads? Like we read about many chapters ago, the elect are sealed. 144,000. Now that's weird. Because we read about this sealing, didn't we? 144,000 people being sealed? Didn't we? I mean, I don't know. Didn't we go over this? Yes, we did. We're going to go over it again. Revelation 7. We went through this. And in 7, we saw how each tribe of Israel, 12 tribes, each had 12,000 of that tribe sealed in their mind with what? Sealed with what? The Holy Spirit, as the New Testament will teach you, specifically the information found on the scroll sealed with seven seals. Holy smokes, this is crazy. Does it make sense yet? Who are we talking about? Okay. So some people get caught up, oh, the seven, these are all Jews. Hello? Hello. First of all, if you have Jesus' name in your forehead, you're a Christian, number one. It doesn't matter what your background is. Number two, only two of the 12 tribes of Israel are Jews. That may shock you, but if you don't know that, you don't know your Old Testament. Did you know the Jews and Israel had a war against each other? They are two separate clans, okay? Peoples. They're brothers, yes, absolutely. From the same father, Jacob. Yes, definitely. However, they split into two kingdoms thousands of years ago and have not reunited since and won't reunite until this moment when Jesus returns. This is a second witness to that. Truth is in Ezekiel, where the two sticks are rejoined. Go read about it. So these are all the tribes, physical seed, descendants. You, my friend, listening, may be one of these descendants. Doesn't make you any better or worse than anyone else, but the fact is, for example, that Ephraim and Manasseh of Joseph have physical descendants, and they are here by the millions. So a couple thousand of them will be sealed with this truth about the events of Revelation before they happen. All right, are we clear on this? This is just one verse, and it's taking me forever. But it's so important to recognize what we're talking about. There's no second opinion on this. These are each of the tribes standing with Jesus as he has returned to Jerusalem. This is the point. Oh, right? Didn't Jesus say, I'm going to send at the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet, your so-called rapture? Okay, this is the rapture. When he gathers the elect from the four corners of the earth to bring them to him. Where is he? He will be in Jerusalem. So when he returns to Jerusalem on the way back, okay, if you want to picture it that way, like an escalator or something, on the way he picks up his most trusted followers who are alive and remain. They are gathered together to him in Jerusalem, not to heaven. The rapture, quote unquote, does not take anyone to heaven. It takes you to Jerusalem, because that's where he's going. By the way, I just mentioned a sound of a trumpet and all that stuff. All right, we'll get to all that. We're only on verse 1 here, Revelation 14. I appreciate you hanging with me here. Christopher Manti radio program on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. And something I really want to tell you about is one of our sponsors, LifeLock. One of the worst nightmares that could befall an American today is identity theft. Now, if it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, and if you can recover from it at all. So don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance, like we're talking about here, being sealed in advance. Protect yourself in advance and prepare with LifeLock. Sign up today at our website. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of surveillance techniques of your data and outstanding member service 24/7, 365, every single day of the year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. Protect your identity with LifeLock now and get 10% off of the great service. Go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did. And we will be back in just one moment.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Cool. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Welcome back, my friend. Manti Show. I do have some great friends around, including Mr. Wade. Thank you very much for cutting that. Great conservative here in my home state of Delaware. Look forward to fighting with him. Fighting alongside him, that is, with him, in the days and weeks to come. So, welcome back. Manti Show, 718-305-7176. I would appreciate your indulgence here and not calling right now because we're in the middle of Bible study teaching, and I need to devote my full attention to that so we can get this done. Okie dokes, I appreciate that very much. Revelation Chapter 14, we covered one whole verse last segment. Let's try to do more this time. Okie dokies, All right. And, John speaking, and I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. Oh, it's loud, okay? Really freaking loud. But beautiful. That's the point of that verse. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. If you remember, we met these people in the earlier chapters. The four creatures surround the throne of God and protect it. And the elders are the 24 elders, the 12 disciples, and the 12 patriarchs. Okay, creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. They are rewarded and they have been purchased from the earth. Interesting. These are the ones who have not been defiled with women. Now, listen up, sharpen up here. Defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste virgins, okay? These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been purchased from among men as the first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless. Guys, this is not talking literally. Why would God hold you being married against you? Defiled with women, kept themselves chaste virgins. This is spiritually speaking, right? This is talking, for example, this is the same subject where Jesus would talk about the parable of the 10 virgins. Virgins. Yes, the parable of the 10 virgins. How five of them did not make it through the night. And five waited for their Lord to return. Five ran out of oil. Oil is the Holy Spirit. If you run out, that means you've gone whoring with the false Christ. You've stopped waiting for the true Christ, and you've gotten bed, spiritually speaking, with the false Christ. This is why they are sealed in their foreheads, so they won't believe the lies of Satan when he's here. This is what this is all about, when he's here. Kept themselves chaste virgins. Jesus would also say, woe to those with child when I return, right? Why is that? Why would he say woe to someone who's pregnant? It's ridiculous. It's spiritually speaking. If you're with child, that means you've been whoring around behind his back. You haven't, if look at it this way. Now you're impregnated with the lies of Satan. All right, you've accepted him as your Messiah instead. Think of it like a military wife or husband, but let's keep it the wife. Military wife whose husband is away on deployment for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Well, she wasn't pregnant when he left, but when he got home, she was pregnant. What does that mean? This is what Jesus was talking about, and this is what Revelation 14 is talking about with these 144,000 virgins. They are spiritual virgins. They are waiting for their husband, that's Jesus, Yeshua, to return. They are waiting, like he said, till the end of the tribulation. They don't believe they'll be gone before it begins, and therefore subject to Satan's deception. He'll say, yep, I'm here. It's all good. All right, I'm Jesus now. I'm back. Don't worry about it. You made it. You're going to be raptured. Let's go. He may even, you know, zap people off to Jerusalem himself. I don't know. But the point is, he's going to deceive you if you don't know beforehand. You have to wait till the end. Those who endure to the end will be saved. If you're pregnant, if you're whoring around, if you're no longer a spiritual virgin, that means you fell for Satan as Christ instead. So these is what these elect have been purchased for because of their faithfulness. That's why it says no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless. They didn't bow a knee. Verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having the eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made heaven and the earth and sea and springs of waters. What is the time stamp on this? His judgment has come. His judgment has come. Worship him. It means he's returned. Jesus is back, the true Lord. Judgment can only come when he's here to judge. Right? The eternal gospel. This is a little different than we have now, where we are a witness for the Lord and to tell people about him. This is, at this point, he's already come back. Everyone knows him. So there's a slightly different message, which is get on board now or you're going to the lake of fire. All right. Let's continue verse 7. And he said, and another angel, a second one, followed, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the passion of her immorality. Some people, let's bust some more myths right now. Some people will say Babylon is the Catholic Church, or the whore of Babylon, as we'll read later. That is a lie. Some will say Babylon is the United States. That is a lie. The word Babylon quite simply means confusion. Again, this has to do with spiritual belief. Who do you believe? Who do you worship? Who do you follow? If you have passionate immorality, you're not following the Lord. Now, are you? You're confused. Confusion is in everything you do. Now, and that's not saying the Catholic Church or the United States is not part of it, because it says Babylon made all the nations drink of the wine of her immorality. So that's everyone. No one is untouched. No one, no one, no one. You are all in danger. Confusion is everywhere in every nation, every people. You do not get a pass because of where you live or because of your religious denomination or anything else. Confusion is the order of the day. And our God is not the author of confusion. We'll leave it there for now. Pick it back up after the break. Now remember, the leftist media here in the United States would like us conservatives to think nothing more than that we're just a few lonely voices crying out in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives, outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls, even those done by the leftists. So So if you respect traditional American values, there is a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives like us can meet up without these turf wars, without, I support this candidate, you support that one, I'm not into the social issues, I'm not into this, whatever, without all that stuff. So go there and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, be a part of the revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's traditionalamericanmovement.com. I do hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal free website, and we'll be right back.
Of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
I'm here for about another, a little over an hour, and glad to have you along for the ride, whether it is live or podcast, you know, download afterwards. I get most of my listeners that way. I don't know why, but I love it. I'll take it, and I thank you for that. So let us continue that trend. Fine with me. We are in the midst of Revelation 14, and I want to get back to that. So we can continue with the controversy, as the Lord called us to do. All right, we don't want to avoid it. Don't avoid controversy. Doesn't matter. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. And be courageous. Fear God. Give Him glory. All right? We just read that. Okay, so we read about Babylon and that she is fallen. At this point, when Jesus returns, yes, Babylon falls. That's the great condition of the world. That's satanic influence to the max. But now that Jesus has returned, that system is crushed. Revelation 14, verse 9. Then another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives the mark on his forehead or hand, he will also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Now look, it just tells you what the punishment is for the receiving the mark. And like we talked about last week, the mark of the beast is not on your skin. It's not in your skin. It's not something that some man can do to you. It's not a tattoo. It's not an ID chip. It's not metadata from your cell phone. It's none of that. It's what you believe. Mark of the beast is the opposite effect of the seal of God. The seal of God isn't a physical mark, neither is the mark of the beast. It's a condition of belief. Belief. What do you believe? Who is your king? Who is your master? Who do you serve? Choose who you will serve. That's the great question of our time. Especially this time of the great tribulation. That's what the tribulation is all about. Will you be faithful to Yeshua Jesus or not? Can the world, can hardship, can the devil himself get you to stop being a disciple of the Lord Jesus? Well, they're all going to try at the end. Great tribulation indeed. By the way, right now around the world, and you know this, I've talked about persecution many times, and we've talked to people like Voice of the Martyrs. The persecution right now on planet Earth in 2013 against the Christian church is the worst it has ever been in the history of Christianity. There has never, ever been a worse time. Just crunch the numbers. I mean, the apostles' time, maybe. Oh, you want to make a case for that? And that's fine. I'll listen to that. But not since then. Not since then. Sorry. There's never been a wholesale persecution. We here in the Americas especially, and we're beginning to see it, but not too bad yet. But if you're even in Europe, you're not safe anymore. Go to England. See if see how it is in London nowadays, or in Sweden, or forget the Middle East and the Far East. The South Pacific, that's all persecution territory. Africa, there's no place safe to be a Christian in those places. God forbid if you're vocal about it, if you're actually controversial in the streets like we're commanded to be, this is the worst time in history. There's an entire religion devoted to your death and restriction of your right to worship the Lord. That's Islam's purpose. And socialism's goal. Not to veer too far off, point is, persecution is here. You better be prepared for it every day. You wake up. You better pray that you can endure this. No matter what comes. It could be physical persecution. It could be spiritual. It could be the devil himself staring you in the face. Performing actual miracles in front of your eyes. If you don't know that he can perform, A, that he's coming, B, that you can see him just as clear as you see yourself in the mirror, and that he will perform miracles, if you didn't know that beforehand, you'll just be blown away into his camp. Mark of the beast, boom, right on you. That's a damnation ticket. Right? But it's not possible yet because he's not here yet. So there's still time. But you have to be prepared and spread the word. Okay, so we're talking about now the lake of fire. That's what I said earlier. At the end of the millennium, if you're not with Jesus Christ, you're in the lake of fire, friend. That's it. No other choices. They're all gone. The wages of sin is death. So it will be. The wrath of God happens when he returns. Simple. The great tribulation is not the wrath of God. The great tribulation is the wrath of Satan. You read that in chapter 12. For he has great wrath because he knows the time is short. Time is short. So he persecutes the woman. Right? So the great tribulation against the church is from Satan. That's Satan's wrath, not God's. God's wrath is against those who take the mark of the beast. Got it? One more verse before the break. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night. Those who worship the beast in his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here, one more verse, here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. You just heard it. Persevere. Persevere. What does persevere mean? I'll go right to the Greek on this one. Persevere. Perseverance in that verse is hypomone. Hypomone. Steadfast. Constancy. Endurance. It's translated patience 29 times in the New Testament, in the King James. Enduring. Patient. Continuance. Patient. Waiting. 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 Perseverance of the saints. Does this sound like a rapture that we get out before the bad things start? Here's the definition. Steadfast, constancy, endurance, the characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to the faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. This is the great trial. The great tribulation is the great trial. You are not escaping. You must persevere to the end. After the break, we'll get into the next half of this chapter and the next half of the Christopher Manti radio program. 718-305-7176 is my phone number as always. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com to stand for America Now.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Number Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. If you choose to email me, blah, 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 that is fine. Or if you're live, you can jump in the chat room right now. We've got some very educated and erudite folks willing to go back and forth with you, I'm sure. So please feel free to do that. I'm here for 60 more minutes. That is it. 3 minutes after the hour right now, Conservative Nation Radio Network. Please tune in every day. We have fantastic shows. And we're expanding. More are on the way. So any day that you choose to listen to our network, you will hear something phenomenal and conservative. Most importantly, we are Conservative Nation Radio after all. So please feel free to listen all week and download every single one of our programs. Is that too much to ask? No. So thank you for participating in our success. And it's, you know, we're real radio hosts. We're just regular folks, but we're getting it done. And we will spread the message, even though we are in a battle constantly, no doubt about it. So thank you for being with us. Revelation 14 will now continue here until we are done. Okay. All right. So we just had the 144,000 spiritual virgins described when the Lord returns. They're standing in Mount Zion, that's Jerusalem, with him. There were three angels delivering different messages about this time, about the eternal, everlasting gospel, to fear God. The second one talking about Babylon being fallen. The third one talking about the punishment for those who worship the beast by taking the mark. All right. And this is the perseverance of the saints. So, persevere to the end. There's no early escape. There's no easy way out. There's no express ticket. There's no way to cut the line like in Disney. Right? You can't pay extra and go to the front. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. God's rules. So, let us pick it up in verse 13. and I, John, heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. Interesting. Die in the Lord. Who do you have? How do you have rest? Okay, verse 14. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And sitting on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Uh-oh. Now that looks good, except for that big sickle there. You know, a sickle, something you harvest with, right? Big old blade that cuts down vegetation. What the heck's going to happen with this? Okay. Verse 15, and another angel came out of the temple. Where's the temple? It's in heaven. Crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. Oh boy, fun times. This is when the Lord returns. This is go time, judgment time, wrath of God time. Reap, sharp sickle, reap. Does this ring a bell, angel? Does this ring a bell to anybody? I mean, again, there's nothing in Revelation, but you might find this shocking. There's nothing in here that hasn't been already brought up in the Bible. This is not new. This is just revealing the truth of what you have been told before. Jesus said this. He explained this part of Revelation already back in the Gospels. Right? He already told, this is the parable of the wheat and the tares. And when the harvest is reaped, the reapers are the angels. He says this. Go look it up. And another angel came out. Oh, so he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. Well, this could be good or bad, but if the good's already with the Lord in Jerusalem, then this is the bad. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. It just says it right there, which is in heaven. And by the way, he also had a sharp sickle. Side note on the temple. Every time the temple is mentioned, it's in heaven. Temple is where God is. Right? Don't believe anyone who tells you the temple on earth must be rebuilt for the Lord to come back, or for anything to happen for that matter. That is not in the Bible. It's not in here. Now, people believe it's in here. Don't get me wrong. They're not just making, you know, in their mind, they've justified it to think that, yes, it's required because of a couple verses that talk about the temple, when Paul will blatantly say the temple of God is you. You, the believer, you are the temple of God. And by the way, most Christians will say, oh, yeah, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Right? The Holy Spirit lives in me, therefore I'm the temple of God. Well, hello. Right? This is the same theme over and over and over to drill into our skulls what the facts are. When Satan comes, the Antichrist, so many people call him, I make a differentiation, right? There are many Antichrists, as the book of Epistles of John would say. There are many Antichrists, but only one false Christ. Anti means against, and false is a substitution, a fake, a phony. All right, so that's the false Christ. He is the one who sits in the temple of God claiming to be God. In your temple. In you. He sits in you. In your mind. That's the mark of the beast. Simple. Over and over and over and over and over, the same thing is being stated. Those with eyes to see and ears to hear will see it clearly and hear it clearly. Maybe he's working on you right now. Maybe the sealing that's being accomplished is happening in you. Hallelujah, if that's the case. So anyway, there are many well-meaning teachers, preachers, folks of all stripes who think there has to be a temple rebuilt for anything to happen or for the Lord to return to or to be desecrated. All that stuff is baloney. Now, it's not to say that there won't be one built. It could be, but it has nothing to do with anything in the Bible. Nothing. Zero. Again, it's all a deception play. Somebody could build it and start a war with the Muslims and have World War III over it, and it gets destroyed. Oh, there's your defiling of the temple, right? It's all for deception's sake. It does not need to be here for Satan to sit in it. It does not have to be here for the Lord to come back. The Lord can come back whenever he wants to start this thing up. It can start up. Temple not needed. Not mentioned in the Bible. It is not mentioned. Put that aside. Just want to clarify that, because some people think that's necessary. It's not. Okay, then, so we had a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. This is a second sickle. Then another angel. This is, again, another angel in threes, right? We just had this earlier in the chapter with announcing, three angels announcing things. Now this is three angels doing stuff. Third angel, who was then another angel, the third one, who the one who has the power over fire, interesting, came out of the altar, and he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle. Saying, put in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe. Remember, there are two reapers, right? One who gets the wheat and one who gets the tares. So verse 19, so the angel swung his sickle to the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth. This is, again, symbolic language using grapes and cutting down grape harvest, but it's about people. Swung his sickle to the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth and threw them into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Uh-oh. All right, we got two reapers. One who's gathered to the Lord and one who gets the wrath. Everyone gets one of them. And the last verse. And the winepress was trodden outside the city. You know what trodden in a wine press, right? You see the picture. There's grapes. There's big feet squishing the grapes. But it's not grapes, because it says, and blood came out from the wine press up to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles. That's a strong image, right? 200 miles around Jerusalem up to a horse's bridle is what? 4 or 5 feet tall? A lot of blood. Point is, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people are under the wrath of God. Almost the entire population of the earth. That's a lot. Billions with a B. Let that sink in. Talk about the summary here after the break. Now, don't let the big liberal media fool you or anyone else. There is no war on women in the conservative movement. We've got the proof right here every Tuesday night. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing comes to you live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central, here on conservativenationradio.org. So listen up, then call in and be heard by real women who are real patriots. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome at our very own B&B, too. That's Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time, only on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. By the way, I wanted to make a mention here before I go to break. Conservative Nation Radio is now fully 100% optimized for your smartphone. So mobile ready. No matter what platform you're on, if you have an Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, tablet, whatever, so you can download our podcasts or listen to us live wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great shows, same great people, now just fully optimized for your smartphone. Conservative Nation Radio, America always wins. So keep that in mind, fully optimized for you. And we'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Yes, indeed. Back. Sorry if you're experiencing technical difficulties. I apologize. We'll be here for another 40 minutes, and I'm out. Just checking in on the chat room here. By the way, you can, if you're listening live, please feel free to join that. Bottom of the page or on Blog Talk, there's a place for a chat area. Just log in either as your real name or some kind of handle or whatever. You can even be anonymous. And participate that way. Put in your thoughts. I see some discussion going on now, which is awesome. Talking about World War III, apparently. which I really haven't even talked about. So that's cool. feel free to mix it up. And let me know what you think at any point. And thank you for listening, whether it's live or downloaded afterwards. I sincerely appreciate your patronage. And I look forward to being with you every Friday. Forever. Or for a while. I don't know. We'll see how life goes. Alrighty, so we just are wrapping up Revelation 14 here, and it's fodder for a lot of discussion, of course. And what is next? 15 is not very long. I'm going to do that. Let's just call an audible here. Football. Yes, mine's on football. That's coming up tonight. Yahoo! Just a quick aside, because I love my fellow listeners and other hosts on the network and all. Let's not be deceived. This is about spiritual deception. Nothing more. That's everything. Who do you follow? You cannot be saved by your denomination. If you think on either extreme that you can depend on, let's just be real here. If you think the Catholic Church will either save you or persecute you, you're a fool. It's part of the body of Christ. Not the whole body, just part of it. And it has its flaws. Every denomination does. Why? Because people are flawed. And God is not a respecter of persons. What does that mean? It means that he doesn't respect the Pope any more than he does me. Or you. I don't know. Does that make someone uncomfortable to hear that? I hope not. I mean, that's the whole point of Jesus rending the veil in the temple, right? That the priests are not, they don't have exclusivity anymore. We are a nation of priests now. The Holy Spirit can be with you. No one is better than the next. No one has a unique line to the Lord. His word is for everyone. And that's what this is all about. So let's continue. Let's go into 15 here, because it's very short. Let us go to Revelation chapter 15. It's only 8 verses. We can do this. Then I saw another sign. This is John. I saw another sign in heaven. Remember, these chapter breakdowns are not in the manuscripts. These are not how John wrote the book. It was just one continuous story. These chapters were inserted by the translators thinking there's a new subject, so to make it easier on the reader and to reference later, you know, what part of the book you're talking about. So anyway, just keep that in mind. This is part of the same thought we just were talking about. The wrath of God is here. Jesus has returned, and it's not good for those who are being reaped second, right? Okay, but we're all reaped together, right, at the end. There's no premature escaping. Then I saw another sign in heaven. Interesting. Great and marvelous, 7 angels who had 7 plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished. This is the wrath of God. We've been talking about it. This is the wine press you just read about. This is the details of that wine press. How is it accomplished? And verse 2, and I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire. Now that's a cool vision. And those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass holding the harps of God. again, the word victorious, not escaped the beast. They have victory over him. They faced him down, face to face. Not the first beast, the government, the world government that was formed and had his power, or him himself, the second beast from the earth. Nothing about him beat them. They're victorious. Verse 3, these are what you would call an overcomer, okay? The overcomers. You have to overcome something, right? You can't get away from it. You have to overcome it. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb. These are two songs. This is interesting. Saying, great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations will come to worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Now that's a quote, right? Revelation 15:4, by the way, is where we are. By the way, the Song of Moses, and there are two songs I can mention, the Song of the Lamb and the Song of Moses. Go read about it. What are you talking about? There's no Song of Moses. Sure there is. Again, this is a reference to another book of the Bible, like every doggone other verse in this book. It's not new. It's not meant to be confusing. It's not meant for you to ignore. You have to learn it. The Song of Moses can be found in Deuteronomy 32. Exodus 15 would be worth a look also. But Deuteronomy 32 has the Song of Moses. Huh. Be worthwhile to check that out, wouldn't it? It would. Some awesome stuff in there. Prophecy. It's a prophecy. Yes, Moses made a prophecy. Yes. Hasn't happened yet. This is where it's fulfilled. The Lord has returned and the wrath of God is being poured out. The overcomers are singing this song from Deuteronomy. Verse 5. And after these things I looked, and the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony, that's just a way of saying the where the Ten Commandments are, basically, in heaven. Again, temple is in heaven, it's not on earth, was opened. And the seven angels who had the seven plagues, this is the wrath of God, the seven last plagues, came out of the temple, clothed in linen, clean and bright, and girded around their chests with golden sashes. These are sharp-looking dudes. Verse 7, then one of the four creatures gave to the seven angels seven bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. And at that, we'll take one more break here and come back and summarize what we have learned. Shall we? Let us talk about our sponsor this hour, Patriot Depot. Let's assume that since you're listening to Conservative Nation Radio, you are a conservative. Yes, you are. Most likely, unless you're a troll. You love America just like we do, and you won't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball or intentionally leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. Your pipeline to all those essentials is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution, real conservatism for real conservatives, and we'll be right back.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message is brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Chris Brack, conservativenationradio.org. The email or the chat room is open and awaiting your input. And I'll be here 25 minutes. That is it. That is it for the weekend. It can begin. So I just wanted to summarize real quick here about what we just read. And so I guess chapter 16 next week. And that begins the wrath of God, the seven bowls or vials. Your Bible might say vials. That's the end. Jesus is returning or has returned and kicks ass. Okay? Cleans up the show and the thousand-year period of his reign can begin. Can't do it if the room's dirty, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll get into that next week, but what we did today is go over the fact that God has people who he sealed beforehand. Some of them are actually numbered and are literal descendants of the tribes of Israel. It doesn't mean anything other than he chose them, right? And you might be one of them. Doesn't mean that's the only people that make it out without receiving the mark. Doesn't say that at all. But it does specify these as being the closest to him. All right? And he'll gather, no matter where you live on earth, when he returns, he'll gather you to him to be on Mount Zion. That's what chapter 14 teaches us. And that they were spiritually virgins. That means they waited for the true Jesus to return. They didn't veer off and cheat on him. You can only cheat on him if the other man is on the scene. And he will be. And that's where the great tribulation begins and what it's all about. Who will you worship? Will you be cowed into bowing a knee to him? Will you be persecuted to the point? Will you give up? Will you deny him? People will. In lieu of, it's either that or they die or their family is killed or tortured or something horrible. Maybe they'll give up the Lord. Maybe they'll worship the beast instead. Bad news, man. Don't want to do that. You don't want to be subject to the wrath of God, period. And that's what this is all about. Don't be a part of Babylon, the city of confusion. Just means confusion. It's every nation of the world. Nobody is immune. No one. No religion is immune. No denomination of the church is immune. So get in your Bible and get right with the Lord. Your church cannot help you. That's not an excuse, in other words, okay? When you're looking at God face to face and he asks, what the heck have you done with your life? How could you do this when I told you it was going to happen? You ignored it because your denomination said, I could return at any moment when I gave you a whole list of stuff that happens first and I told you to endure to the end. Remember, the two biggest dangers right now to the church are the two versions of imminency, right? Imminency. Jesus could return at any moment. No, he can't. No, he can't. On one side, it's the rapture teaching, where he could return at any moment, grab you up, and then the tribulation starts. That's a lie. The other version is amillennialism. In other words, the millennium is not true. That the Lord can come back at any moment because that's the only thing left to happen. The end of the millennium, the great judgment of every soul. That's not what the Bible teaches, so that's wrong also. That's a lie. Anyone that teaches you that Jesus could return at any moment is wrong. Sorry. It's not biblical. It's not. Even though the person may think it's biblical, they may think it's what God's telling them, they may think it's what millions and millions and millions of Christians believe along with them. They're right. They have a lot of popular opinion on their side, but as we know, that doesn't count for much. It doesn't count for anything, as a matter of fact. It's something the veracity of anything does not depend on how many adherents it has. We're strangers in a strange land, always have been. Truth of God's word is not popular, not mainstream. It is controversial. That is what I want to ram into your skulls here at every juncture. To be controversial, because if you avoid that, you're avoiding God himself. Anyway, then we also covered chapter 15. And how you have to be an overcomer to sing the Song of Moses. Go study the Song of Moses in Deuteronomy 32, please. And also check out Exodus 15 while you're at it. And so you don't want to be subject to the wrath of God. That's the bottom line. right? Because that's the end of the seven trumpets. After the trumpets, he's returning, and now it's all that's left is his wrath and then the 1,000 years. That's it. So we're about to detail his wrath in the next chapter. No one will be able to stand up to that. So I hope you enjoyed the teaching today. It's gone on quite a while, I guess, but well worth it to me. 718-305-7176 is the number. I don't even know what's going on in the news today. I've been out. Apparently, this immigration push is amnesty's thing is going to happen. It doesn't look like our quote unquote conservative house is going to stop anything. It's all about votes, folks. It's all about power. Retaining power. They both parties think that if they seem friendly to illegal immigrants, that will guarantee their votes. Oh man. Leftists will vote lefty. Right? Conservatives will vote conservative. If they vote at all. Nothing can change that. So this Dream Act, this you know, the battle is on, and our border is about to be evaporated, if it's not mostly gone already. Once again, the people who break the law get away with it, and those of us who try to stay within it and be law-abiding are targeted. Continues on. So anyway, that's not exciting at all, but what is exciting is tomorrow. Saturdays are always exciting. And one of the reasons why is our awesome new show called New Wise Conservatism. It's pretty clear it switches on here to Conservative Nation Radio, and we don't just mean in listeners. Mr. Robert Garding brings his New Wise Conservatism show to you every Saturday. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen tomorrow and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and so will you. That's the New Wise Conservatism show with Robert Garding tomorrow and every Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time, only on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism. Real conservatives. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Billy?
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
What?
You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit EnergySavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
after a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Conservative Nation Radio Network, thank you once again for being with me this week, as always. One last segment here, and I've got to lighten the load, lighten the mood big time, and talk about the NFL season that is upon us, or football in general. College is right around the corner as well. And I just cannot, you know, this is my hobby, right? This is the thing that keeps me sane. Little music and a little football keeps me going. You know, I like basketball too, and I'm not really baseball and hockey sometimes, I guess, but football is my thing, college or pro. And tonight, my Philadelphia Eagles are starting it up once again, only this time, for the first time in 14 years, without Andy Reid as our coach. We have a new man called Chip Kelly. And I, for one, am psyched, at least on offense, to watch this guy work, because, again, as a college fan, I've seen what he's done in Oregon over the past couple of years, and he's elevated that program to the elite level, and the offense is second to none consistently. So this dude knows how to put points on the board. And it's hailed as an innovator by a lot of people, not just college, but Bill Belichick really respects the guy, and a lot of NFL-level people do. So let's hope there's some modicum of success, some fraction of what he had in Oregon, because he led them to national title games and everything else. So I'm excited for that. I'm not excited to see Michael Vick as our quarterback. It's over for him. He's getting older, number one. But as last year proved, he is brittle, inaccurate, and a turnover machine. It can't be any worse than that. I don't care how much talent you have. And he has one of the best, if not the best, in the history of the league, combination of arm strength and running ability. I don't know anybody who's better than him. Problem is, he's as tall as me. I'm 6 feet tall, barely. So that's basically strike one. He gets passes batted down all the time. And then throw on top of that, you're not accurate with your passes. You're erratic. That's just a bad combination. And you hold the ball too long. You take so many sacks, right? I just want to see Nick Foles. And I hope to God he starts, and he's the starter this year. The ideal situation for me is to cut for Vic to lose this competition to start and then be cut or traded before the season begins. So we got preseason to sort this all out. Please, Lord. Heck, I don't care if you want to forget both of them and play Matt Barkley, see what he's got. I'm fine with that. Matt Barkley may never start a game in this league his whole career. He might be a perennial third stringer. Could be, yeah. Yep. Or he could be Andy Dalton, who, like, for the Bengals, his arm is not good. Just not, but he's very smart. He knows where to throw the ball. He's very accurate, and he's a winner. That's Matt Barkley. So maybe he's a nothing forever. Maybe he's a starter who can actually put you in the playoffs. I say let's find out. And we may not find out till next season, quite honestly. But that's fine. Vic, I've had my fill. It's time to move on. You got a new coach. You starting over a new defensive scheme. They're scrapping the old scheme. They've got a 3-4 alignment, and that's probably not going to be very good either. The secondary, especially, anybody who wants to pass on the Eagles will be able to do so at will, unfortunately. But the run defense should be okay. And as long as we score points, then should be okay. Should be okay, you know. Just don't turn the ball over. This is why I don't understand why Vic is even on the team at this point. Because for all the good, he is always, his whole career, has been inaccuracy and turnovers. Can't have that. Chip Kelly has said that. Can't have that in his offense. Anyways, hope to get rid of that. So aside from that, the situation is very good at running back. You got an all-pro caliber with LeSean McCoy. You've got a real good backup in Bryce Brown, who's sick talent, except he fumbles. And Chris Polk and some other dudes who can carry the rock, which is nice. You got DeSean Jackson at receiver, who's perfect for this Chip Kelly type of offense, this quick strike, short pass, take it a long way type of thing. He's great for that. Now, they lost Jeremy Maclin for the season, which stinks. But frankly, he wasn't going to be the focal point anyway. So you got a new tight end who they drafted, Zach Ertz, who could be really good. And you've got other pass catchers who can do the job. So I'm not too broken up about that. So there's a lot to – and the offensive line, as long as they're healthy, they could be one of the best in the league, period. They have great, great talent up there. Just don't get hurt like last year where 4 of the 5 went down and now you have backups and it's just really bad. So anyway, feel free to tune in tonight when they take on the Patriots. And in the honor of playing New England, of course, tonight I've been sipping a Samuel Adams Boston Lager, one of the finest beers on earth. So I hope that is the only honor I give Boston tonight. 7:30, Eagles will be on your TV, even if you're not in the Philadelphia or New England markets, it is on NFL Network. So if you have cable with that channel, you can watch it. Just the season in the NFL, you know, I play fantasy football, right? I'm always trying to get on top of this. And I'm sorry, I peered over to the chat room and there's a comment that says drunk on the job. Absolutely not. I'm not even buzzed, unfortunately, at this point. And I have a wife and children in the house, so probably not going to happen. Probably. But the night is young. And if the Eagles are really performing poorly, then I may have to drown my sorrows. In any event, I'm very much looking forward to another season of football. I'm glad it's back. My boys in Michigan college level should actually be very good. If a couple of games bounce the right way, you could be looking at a national title run. So that'll be very cool to witness. Hopefully we can see that this year. And just in general, seeing the things as they go, very nice. And I can do a whole show just on football, pro or college. I'd be happy to do that. Listen. Again, I shouldn't be peering to the chat room, but these things happen. I'm not buzzed. Not even. I can't even claim that. So, no, buzz driving is drunk driving. I know that. And my arm isn't broken, and your girlfriend is fine. Yeah, I know, the whole thing. Nope, not even at that level, unfortunately. Just one tasty drink. And like I said, I don't make any promises about the next couple hours, but as of right now, just relaxing, all right? So give me a break. Christopher Manti Show is bidding adieu for another week here. I hope it serves you well. And By the way, there's it's coming up quick. It's already August 9th, so it's just a couple of weeks away. 9/11 is a national day of prayer and repentance. Jonathan Kahn of Harbinger fame and somebody who I'm hoping to get to know pretty well here the next couple of weeks. We'll be seeing him in Delaware in October. He'll be speaking in my town. So that'll be totally, totally great. Love it, love it. So 9/11 this year is going to be National Day of Prayer and Repentance, Washington and New York and all around the country. So there's actually a Facebook page set up for it. I encourage you to like and participate in it. Just type in 9/11 National Day of Prayer and Repentance, and you'll get there. It's got about 1,200 likes right now, and it could easily be 10 times that. Chuck Norris has endorsed it. Let's see, who else? Michelle Bachman. Of course, Jonathan Kahn. Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily. Anyways, I encourage you to check that out, and because that's, you know, that's only a month away, and should be, I think it's very important for God to hear from us on a national level and pray for his protection once again. All right, that'll do it for me. I'm Christopher Manti, your humble host. And please, don't forget to serve the Lord this week in every way possible. And that is it, boys and girls and ships at sea. Hope you have a good one. Always, please join us every day in our Conservative Nation Radio Network. We are going for the big time. We sure could use your help and support. Visit our website frequently. Remember, it's optimized now for your smartphone. Any phone that you have will work. And spread the word. Friends, colleagues, opponents, everyone. Let them know what we're doing, please. And every day, like I say, we got great hosts and great programs with great guests to entertain, enlighten, and educate full-time Conservative Nation Radio. We're going for it. Hopefully you'll be here with us. So until next week, I'll bid you adieu and just remind you to be a light in this ever-darkening world. So please do so, because you never know what's coming up. It could start soon. Be prepared. Take care.